concentration.
And I plotted it for different semiconductors. So the larger the band gap, the fewer electrons get excited up into the conduction band. I plotted this in the logarithm of the intrinsic carrier concentration versus 1/temperature, because if you plot it versus 1/temperature, the log versus 1/temperature, it should be a straight line if this part were constant. And this part is not constant, it's got t to the 3/2 in it, but the exponential function is much stronger, so these are almost straight lines. Room temperature in this 1/t plot is about here. So if we go here, Dali Marks and I, there are about 1,000,000 electrons per cubic centimeter in gallium arsenide. There's about 10 to the 22 atoms per cubic centimeter. So there aren't many electrons per unit cell in gallium arsenide. The band gap of gallium arsenide is 1.4 electron volts. And then for silicon, it's 1.1 electron volts. And silicon is got about 10 to the 10 electrons per cubic centimeter in the conduction band, and also 10 to the 10 holes per cubic centimeter in the valence band. And germanium has got a smaller band gap. The band gap is about 0.67 electron volts. And then there are more, at room temperature, there are more electrons in the conduction band, but 100 times more than silicon, right? Because if you look at this, if you look at this plot, there are a lot more in germanium than silicon. And what you see here is that the conductivity of these materials is going to be very temperature dependent. This is a log plot, and if you change the temperature of these materials, then the carrier concentration, the number of electrons in the conduction band and the number of holes in the valence band changes quite dramatically. This would be a problem for designing circuits. It makes a good thermometer. You can use them to measure the temperature. But it would be a problem to design circuits if all of the components depend exponentially on the temperature, because of course they heat up when you turn them off. But to build devices like transistors, we don't use pure silicon. It's always got something else added to it. And we'll see later that stabilizes this. So the conductivity is temperature, pretty temperature independent.